This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They are banning large gatherings in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, today, though it's Independence Day there, a national holiday. They're worried about especially brutal Russian attacks coming today, which is also the sixth-month anniversary of the day Russia invaded Ukraine. President Biden is sending nearly $3 billion in new military aid to Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Officials say this package will fund contracts for drones and other weapons that may not reach the battlefield for a year or two. As he notes, both the six-month mark and Ukrainian independence. The president says in a written statement it's bittersweet, but also an affirmation that Ukraine proudly remains its own country.
The president's also expected to announce today that he's canceling some student debt. We're hearing up to $10,000 in debt forgiveness. Those who earn less than $125,000 a year would be eligible for the loan forgiveness. That's according to what we're learning. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler, who twice led fights to impeach former President Trump, has won his New York primary race. The AP's Julie Walker.
New York City voters picked Jerry Nadler over Carolyn Maloney in a congressional primary that featured two powerful Democratic incumbents competing for the same seat. Redistricting shook up the race and made it contentious. Both had served for 30 years and ran in the 12th district. In the end, Nadler, who helped lead the fight to impeach Donald Trump as chair of the House Judiciary Committee, toppled Maloney.
And Congressman Charlie Crist has won the Democratic nomination for governor in Florida. He'll challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis this fall. Two law enforcement officers have been killed in a helicopter crash in Tennessee. The chopper hit power lines. This is AP News. An apology from Finland's leader. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Finland's prime minister has apologized after the publication of a photo of two topless women kissing in the leader's official summer residence. Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin confirmed that the photo was taken in a bathroom at the official residence following a music festival in early July. Marin does not appear in the image, and the two women featured have their breasts covered with a sign that says Finland. The Prime Minister apologised for the photo and said it was not appropriate. The photo was released just days after a video of Prime Minister Sanna Marin partying with friends came out. The video prompted a debate about whether the 36-year-old head of government is entitled to party heartily. I'm Karen Chamas.
The IRS is reviewing the safety of its facilities now that it's getting an increasing number of threats linked to conspiracy theories, it says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.